and I am turning on the recorders. I record all the classes, so you're being recorded. The reason I record the classes is because there is one section of this that's completely online, and there are some people that aren't here today in this class, because this class has 30 in it. So I record my classes, and they're available online. So sometime tonight or tomorrow morning, I will put them up online, and so they're available. Now, what I do is I also capture SmartBoard notes, so I also capture the notes from here. I don't do them together, okay? I have the recording separate, and the reason is that people tend to use the SmartBoard notes a lot when they're doing their homework, but they tend not to listen to the audio more than once. So that means that you have to do a little syncing if you want to do both. You have to bring up the SmartBoard notes and then listen to the audio and kind of figure out when I've changed to the next page. But that's not too hard. You can always put something on hold and back up and that sort of thing. But I have found that people have requested that the SmartBoard notes, they like to be able to go back and forth and reference without having to listen to the whole lecture. Okay, so that's why I do them separately. So, my website is www.petegrosso.net. I'm Priscilla Grosso. So, if you go to my website, okay, we can kind of work our way through what's there. So, my website is www.petegrosso.net. So once you're there, click on CIS 120, and that brings up the course. Okay. Over on the right is a list of things that you might want to reference, including the syllabus. And here is where I also put all of my examples and things like that. Okay. On the right, I put the week of information. So this week is week one, January 20th. So this is the week of January 20th, and that's week one. I put the things that we're going to go over. Now, we're obviously not going to finish all of these things to go over. They will also be next week we will go over them, but I want you to start looking at them, so I put them up for this week. Down at the bottom, under assignments, I put the assignments that I'm giving for the week. So under assignments, you will see the assignments that I'm giving for the week. Okay? All assignments need to be turned in to my email address. And the email address that I would like you to use is p.grosser@rcn.com. Okay. So that's the address that I would like you to use when you are sending me things. My Bristol address gets too much junk in it, basically. And so I like to separate out the student stuff from the massive amounts of junk that I get at Bristol CC. So please use this particular address to send me homework and ask me questions and that sort of thing. Okay? I'm afraid you'll get lost, essentially, if you go to Bristol, Priscilla Grosser at Bristol, because there's so much that comes in there. So this is the thing that you should check every week to see what it is that I want you to do. This is the list of assignments down there that I want you to do as well. Assignments are due the Thursday of the week after I assign them. So anything that I assign this week is due next Thursday. Okay? So assignments are due the Thursday after the week that the assignment is given. And since this class meets on Tuesday and Thursday, that means you have at least a week to do the assignment. Okay? Assignments should be sent to me, and you also need to send me an email once a week. This class is actually classified as a hybrid, but I teach it as a student option, which means I'll be here pretty much all the time. I made it a hybrid because there are a few days in April I may not be here or something, but I'll be here pretty much all the time. Your choice. We'll treat it like a student option course. You can either come or you can get the things online. As I said, there's a second section of this class that is entirely online. So obviously I am setting up my website for the people online to be able to use it. And so you can come sometimes, not come other times. It's your choice how you want to handle it. Okay? If you say, I know the material she's going to be covering, I will go. Otherwise, I won't. I think you're passing it up front. Front row. So it's your choice. Now, I do have class do a lot of exercises in class periodically. If you're not in class, you still have to do those exercises. Students have told me that it's easier to be here than to not be here, because essentially then you get to ask the questions immediately when you have them, and you get to work on the assignments that we're doing in class and that sort of thing. So just bear in mind that taking it online is probably harder than taking it in class. But again, it's your choice. We will be setting up a lot of support time. And Joe Fletcher, who's in the back of the room, want to raise your hand or do something? Okay. He's my SI, and he will be available, and we'll post his schedule after we decide on it. He will be available for help quite a few hours every week. And if you're having problems, go and see him. Because if you let the problem slide, they're going to not get fixed, and he can help you get you over it, get you through the problems, and on to the next thing. To be honest with you, doing the homework is the most important thing you can do for this class. 80% of your grade, that's 80%, is based on homework, quizzes, and quizzes are at-home quizzes. I post them online. All those things is 80% of your grade. So if you don't do the homework, I don't even bother to calculate your grade at the end because you lost so much. So 80% of your grade is the homework. That usually goes down to every assignment is worth somewhere around 4 or 5 points. Some are only worth 3 maybe, but you can pretty much average out that an assignment is going to be, if you do it 4 or 5, you'll be safe. So if you skip 5 assignments, you've lost 25 points on your final grade. So it's important to do it. To be honest with you, half of you won't make it. Okay, half of you will not pass this course. And the reason that you won't pass it is because you didn't do the homework. And you didn't keep up. And once you got lost on something, you didn't look for help. I allow homework to be resubmitted. So, in fact, I insist that it be resubmitted. So I will give you back a homework with comments and say, fix and resubmit. I don't grade it until it's close to right. This isn't the kind of field that you can be almost right. You have to be right. If you're writing a program to calculate payroll and you multiply, you add pay per hour times hours worked instead of multiplying it, you're not going to be too happy with the results. And the person getting the check is not going to be too happy with the results. So it has to be fixed. Okay, so what I'm looking for is it to be done right.
you pass it in, there are problems, I will make notes about the problems, and then I will send it back to you and say, please fix and resubmit. And after a while, I'll probably stop saying that because you should know that. Okay, so if you get something back without a grade, that means that you've only got partial credit for having at least made an attempt. But I'm not going to really grade it until you fix it. Okay? So I will send it back. You need to fix it and then resubmit it. Okay? So that means there's really no reason why everybody shouldn't get an A. Because if I give it back to you, it's not right. I'm here. Joe's here. You can go and get help. You can get the thing fixed. You can resubmit it. And I will still give you an A. I will not give an A+ for anything that had to be resubmitted. But I will give an A. So just keep doing it and getting it right. And there's no reason, as I said, that everybody shouldn't get an A, except for time. But this is a time management program. Okay, so that's where we stand on homework. Okay? Your grade is 80% based on, as I said, homework and quizzes and that sort of thing. 10% is being responsible. So I will accept late work, but if you're chronically late, you're going to lose some of that 10%. Okay? I'm going to be late too, passing back. My goal is to get things back within a week. But I have a deal to make with you. I'll take your late work if you'll take my late sendbacks. Okay? So, I will be sometimes late too. So, I expect that you will try to make deadlines, but occasionally if you're late, that's fine. But if you're chronically late, I've had students that have passed everything in late April, early May. Okay? They just lost the 10 points for being responsible. I'll still take the work, but they've lost all the responsibility points at that point. Okay, 10% of your grade is your final. And your final is an online final. I will give you 1 week to take the final, and then you can pass it in. And so 10% of your grade is your final. So as you can see, if you don't do the homework, there's no way you can pass the course. So please, please, please see Joe if you need help. He gets very bored and has to actually do his own homework. And see me if you are. I'm around at 10 o'clock on Mondays, 2 o'clock on Tuesdays, and usually to around 4. Usually around 2 o'clock on Thursdays too, but sometimes I leave earlier on Thursdays. But usually I'm here at least an hour. And Joe is going to have what, about 10 hours? Joe's going to be living here. Okay, so there's absolutely no excuse not to connect with Joe and get his help. And it really works out very nicely. This is a topics course. So we're going to be starting out with HTML. Then we're going to switch over to Access. Then we're going to switch to Logic. Then we're going to switch to JavaScript. So we keep changing topics. And that's why it's important to keep up. Because if you leave the stuff for 3 months, it's not like we've done a lot more HTML. It's just that you haven't looked at HTML for a period of time. And so it's a lot easier to get it done while it's current, while it's in your head, than to wait and try to jam it in all at the end. Okay. I think that covers those kinds of notes. Okay, over here on the side I want to look at. The first thing is assignment summary. And the assignment summary, I just basically give you a summary of what is expected from you that week. And I put it up. That's just more for a checkoff list than anything else. The important part is to check the assignments here on the main page and make sure that you've got all of those. Okay. Over here on the side is the syllabus. And if you scroll down, the book is optional. It's a good book. If you like having a book, I would get it, but it's optional. The most important chapter, interestingly enough, is the first chapter of the book, which we actually won't hit probably until about week 3. But the first chapter is probably the most important chapter in the book. Amazon very nicely, in advertising this book, puts up the first chapter as a look here, as a see if you like this book, look at the first chapter. So even if you decide not to do the book, not to buy the book, go to Amazon and read the first chapter. They have the vast majority of the first chapter there, and it's really the best part of the book is the first chapter. The other chapters are good too, but the first part is kind of important. So you can go and you can read it there as you're, quote, making a decision about whether to buy the book. Okay? There's a list of homework that, as I said, 80% homework, 10% being responsible, and 10% the final. Okay. Now, I mentioned that I am recording the class. If you go to audio lectures, there are the recordings. And these are the recordings from last semester. And I leave up the recordings so that if I'm out some week, you can actually find what it was and how what I said about it the last time I gave the class, so you can actually listen to it if you want to. But those are the audios. And as of tonight or tomorrow morning, the lecture from today's class will be up there. And there will be a new thing that says Spring 2020, and you can hear the audio. Okay? And then you can go into SmartBoard presentations, and those will be the pictures of the screen that I'm taking. So those will show you the pictures of the screens as I'm going through them. And you can look at them. Okay. So if I click on one of those, it comes up. There's the pictures. And you can go through the things that I did in class. Okay. Okay. Examples and programs are very important. And those are going to be the things that we're going to spend a lot of time looking at in class. Okay, so examples of things that aren't really total programs. Programs are more, these are programs. So there's examples, and those are, for example, we're going to be looking at HTML first, and here's a list of the HTML5 examples. I would stick with what we're going over when you go to examples and programs, and not start looking at topics that we haven't gone over, or you're going to end up totally confusing yourselves. Okay? So I would stick to what we're discussing in class, so go to the HTML stuff and take a look at that. So those are the examples. And when I come to programs, we'll go here, and those are programs and Visual Basic, JavaScript, and the things that we're going to look at. So those are programs. I will tell you in the week of what I want you to do. And so I would try to go over the things that I put in the week of and stick with that. Okay? I think I've said most everything I wanted to say. Questions? Come on. Somebody's got to have a question.
You explained it perfectly.
So the assignments for next week, do they go up in advance, or do you keep...
Yes.
Okay.
I will put them up before the end of this week, which means that if I came to class Thursday and I thought, they really need practice on this, I might put something up on Friday. Mm-hmm. But by the end of the week, everything's up. And then it's not due. I won't touch it after the end of the week. I'll put anything else into the next week. Okay,
Yeah.
So the first HTML assignment is due Thursday?
Yeah, although I will be lenient about that. If you want to do something fancy and take that over the weekend, since we only had one day this week. So, and I will... So if you run into problems, you can let me know, and I can take that late, that one late, because you've only had a week. One thing, you need to send me an email once a week. Okay? Because I am actually taking attendance today, but I usually don't. But that's how I know that you're in the class, is getting an email once a week. If you're sending me an assignment, that covers it. But I need to hear from you once a week so that I know you're still taking the class, because you can not come. And so the only way I know that you're in the class is if you come, if you send me an email once a week. Yeah. Some of them I will, frequently I end up changing assignments, so the answer is you're going to do the new assignment. On this HTML, which is the first assignment, what I'm going to say is if you've already taken the class and you've already done it, you can turn that in, but you got to make it better. So you got to add a bunch of stuff to it so it's a more sophisticated page than it was originally. Okay, so you can either do a brand new page like everyone else, or you can take the page that you've done and jazz it up. Okay, questions?
When are your office hours? I'm sorry.
I don't think I posted them here. 10 o'clock on Monday. 2 o'clock on Tuesday, 2 o'clock on Thursday. The more important thing, actually, for a lot of this is to know Joe's, and we will post his hours. Okay? Because, for questions related to the class, either one of us is fine. But as he said, he's going to be around here forever. So, he's moving in. So you can be with him anytime. And I've yet to find a problem he can't solve, so he's a good one to see. Questions? Okay. I will probably think of something I should have said, but I can't right now, so we will call that quits. And we'll start looking at HTML. So we're going to scroll up here, and I put these on the page. Okay, how many of you know HTML? Okay, so there's a smattering here and there. Your job is to help the person next to you if they need help. Okay, so now we're going to take a look at HTML. HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language, and it's the way you put up a web page. Okay? So it is not a programming language. It's a scripting language. It's not even that, really. It's a markup language. But it is not a programming language because it can't do everything that a program can do. A program needs to be able to make decisions. A program needs to be able to do something over and over and over again. And HTML can't do that. So HTML is not really a programming language. Now, we can stick stuff inside HTML, like JavaScript and PHP, and then it becomes a programming language with the help of an outside guest. But it alone is not a programming language. So, I'm going to click on the first one here, HTML5 Intro. And that's what comes up. So that's my page. It is saying, this is an introduction to HTML. Okay. Now, I am in Firefox right now, mainly because I like Firefox because it allows me to have a menu. Okay. And I like the menu that goes across the top here. I like that menu.
and it's easy to get in Firefox. If you want to be in something else, that's fine, but just notice that my examples are going to be in Firefox. Okay, so if I come down here, come on, and I click on, see that little, what is this icon called? Anyway, the four lines that go up and down, and one's leaning forward. If I right-click on that, notice it gives you a menu bar. And that menu bar is now clicked as on, which is why I'm seeing the menu up there. Okay? So that gives you a menu bar. And I like a menu bar because then I can do file open easily and open a file. Okay? So that will be the menu bar. And I'm going to insert that in my notes. There. Okay. So now if I right-click on this, right-click, I can choose View Page Source. And when I choose View Page Source, it shows me the code. And I'm going to put the code in Notepad just because it's going to be bigger that way. So there is the code. So this is very, very basic. It's been stripped of anything extra. And it starts out by the first line is the less than and greater than symbols, which we call a tag. The combination of less than and greater are called a tag. And we put an exclamation dot type HTML. What that tells the browser is that we are using the latest version of HTML, version 5, as opposed to it bringing up an old version. So it tells us that we're using the latest version, yeah.
I want to bring up an old version, would I put HTML 4 or something?
Probably.
Okay.
If you just put HTML, I'm not sure which version it puts up.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're going to walk by. Okay, so then I put the tag HTML in there that tells it I'm now going to be writing HTML. Notice at the very bottom, I have the HTML again, but this time it's got a forward slash in front of the H, which means that this is a close. So this is open HTML, this is close HTML. Okay? Now, within HTML, I have two things, the head and the body. The head is about the page, and the body shows what is going to be on the page. So in my head, the only thing I have on this one is a title, and my title says Introduction. And if you look up over here at this tab, there's my title. Okay, so it's over on the tab, and it says Introduction. I did this all in one line. I could have written title on one line, introduction on the next line, close the title on the third line. But I did it all on one line just to show you how you can do it. Okay, so here is my title, introduction, title, and then I'm closing the head. That's all I put in the head on this one. Then the next thing, I'm opening the body. And in the body, I am writing a paragraph. And all that paragraph says is, this is an introduction to HTML. And then I close the paragraph. Okay? So my paragraph then appears on the screen. And it says, this is an introduction to HTML. Okay. So when I do this, I open Notepad. I write the code in Notepad. I save it with a .html extension. And then I can open it in a browser. And that's why I like to have the menu where I can do File Open. Open it in a browser and see the page. Okay? So if I want to save this locally, I can just come over here to my Notepad because I copied it into Notepad and do File Save As, and I'm going to put it on my E drive and I'm going to call it first.html. Okay? So I've put it on my E drive. I'm going to put it on my E drive and call it first.html. I am going to change the save as type to say all files. Okay. So now I can go ahead and save it. So I've saved it on my E drive. So now I can come over here and do file, open file, go to my E drive and find it and open it. So again, if you have the menu, you can do file and then open file and pick the one you want. Okay? So again, I can say file and then open file. And then if it wasn't on my E drive, I'd go and find the drive that it was on. Let's say it was on my F. I can click on F. I'm clicking on E. There it is. Make sure it says all files over here, because if it just says text files over here, you're not going to be seeing it. So you have to be sure it says all files over there so that you can see it. And then you click on it and open it. Okay, so you write it in Notepad, you save it with a .html extension, and then you can open it. Okay? Okay, the second one, if we go back to my main page and click on the second one, which is HTML5 list HTML. So I'm making two lists there. Okay? So open that one. And the page should look like what you see up on the screen here. View page source shows me the code. And again, I'm going to take this code and put it in Notepad. And I'm going to save this as second. But there it is. Okay, so now let's look at the code that made this. The top is the same, the doc type HTML, HTML head, title, close head. Then I got to the body, and I left that line. This is an introduction to HTML, and it's in a paragraph. The BR tag is like hitting enter on your keyboard. Okay, so the BR tag that you see there is like hitting enter on the keyboard. So that means I skip down a line and skip down another line. And then I write what is still in the paragraph. Now I'm going to make an ordered list followed by an unordered list. And then I close the paragraph. So that's the end of the paragraph. So I have two sentences in my paragraph, and I've got two BRs after the first sentence, which moved it down two lines. Okay. Then I said, okay, now I'm going to make an ordered list. An OL tag stands for ordered list. So I'm making an ordered list. And within the ordered list, the LI is a list item. So I open the LI and I close the LI with the slash at the end. So I've made three things in my list. Okay? First item, second item, third item. And then when my list is done, I close the OL. Okay? Then I just wrote a line. Now, this is not considered great code to just write a line. If you were to talk to the professionals, they would rather have you use a paragraph to put a line in or a division to put a line in and not just write a line. But it works. You can do it. It's just not considered the best way of doing it. Okay, so I wrote a line and then I put a BR, which means skip down to the next line. Okay, or skip a line. And then I started the UL, which goes down to a new line. And I wrote UL, which means unordered list. So I get the dots in front. Ordered list, I go 1, 2, 3. Unordered list, I get dots. Okay? And I can put the LIs in there. Then I close the UL, because I'm now done with my list. Close the body and close the HTML, each one with a slash. Questions? Okay, now I would like you to make a web page. So open up Notepad. And you now know how to do these things, so I want to see a list on your web page. I'd like to see a paragraph. You can make a division. But just do something similar to what I did. Do it in Notepad. Save it with an HTML extension. And then open it in the browser.
Do you want it to be like about us or something?
No,
or,
I don't
okay.
care.
Oh, just do it like you did. Okay.
That's right. Okay. All I want to see is you using the tags right and that sort of thing. So I don't care what it says. And I'm never going to see it. This is your own. You can make a list of the things I told you, whatever you want. If you have questions, please let us know. Joe is here in this class because there's a lot of people, and that means there's two people to help. So if you have questions and are having problems with it, please let Joe or I know. That's why we're doing it in class, so everybody can get comfortable with it. I should mention that when you come in here and log in, you should log into K-Lab. Okay. It's not a disaster today if you didn't, but
sometimes it gets, so you should log in with the K-Lab to give you a choice. You can copy mine as much as you want and make it a little bit. It'll be in the body, so the div tag. So let's say you decided to make a division in this one. So just like that. And if you wanted to put multiple sentences, you'd keep writing. So this is a division. This really is a division. Honest, this is a division. And you can just keep going as much as you want there. So that makes a division. And you can do the same thing that you did up here in the paragraph. If you want to break down the new line, you can put a BR in. If anyone came in late and didn't sign the attendance, sign up here before you leave, please.
Saved, you can, by other means, right click it, and you can change the type.
Oh, you already did see. See, yeah, see. Yeah. Okay. All right. So yeah,
it up in the browser. You might have got it, so. So again, if you don't have it up in the browser, you can save it. I copied it over here and I added something. Somebody asked me about division and I added a division. So I'm now saying files, save as, and I'm calling it second.html, and I'm changing it to all files. So I'm going to change it and call it second, and I'm saving it as second. So then I go over to the browser and I do a file, open, and I go and find second, and I open it. And I've got the code on Notepad, so I'll bring it up. But if I didn't, I could have said view source, and it would have showed me the code. Okay? So that's how I can open it. In Chrome, what is it? O, something O opens things in Chrome. How do you open a file in Chrome?
Control O.
Control O, okay. So you can do the same thing if you have Chrome one and use Control O to open a file. Okay, so now we're going to look at a little something more. I am going to go back. I'm going to skip the thing that says link page, and we'll do that on Tuesday. And I'm going to pick up CSS list. So go to CSS list. if I do a view page source, and as I said, I'm going to copy it over to Notepad. Okay, now we're getting into using CSS. And CSS stands for Cascading Style Sheets. And CSS is what lets me add color to my page or add other things to my page. Originally, everybody added style that they wanted directly into the HTML. And then it was decided that that complicated the HTML. So we pull the style out and have it separate. So up here in the head, I write the word style. And then I write type equals text slash CSS. That tells the browser that we're interested in some style. Okay? Down below, I'm looking first at the style for the body. And I decided that I wanted the text that I was putting in here to be color red. So that means all the text in my body, and my body is the whole page, will be red unless I tell it otherwise. And you can see that there's some green showing up here, so clearly I told it otherwise in some spot. Okay, so I started out and I said the text will all be red. Now notice how I did this. I wrote the tag name body, because body is a tag. And then inside curly braces, I chose the word color, which is part of CSS. Okay? And if you want to learn more about CSS and more about HTML, W3 Schools is a great place to go. Okay? And I listed that in your front page. W3 Schools is a great place to go. So W3 Schools, if you go in there and ask about color, it will give you the names of a lot of color, and it will also give you hexadecimal code for the colors. Okay? But it's easy to use the names. So I set up in the style and I said I want the default color to be red. Then I said, okay, now I put these two lines in a paragraph. And I said, you know, I'd like to align the paragraph to the center. So I can do that with text align center. And I've aligned the paragraph to the center. And I would like to make it bigger. So I'm changing the font size to 2EM. That means twice normal. 2EM means twice normal. I could also have set something and said, for example, 18PT, which means I want 18 point. Okay, that could have been another way I could have made it big. So that means this paragraph is now colored red, aligned to the center, and twice the normal size. Because it's in the body, I made it red. Because it's a paragraph, I aligned it to the center and gave it a font size of 2EM. Then I set up my list. And I decided I wanted my list items, LI, to have a color of green. So I put in there color green. Now these words, color, text align, font size, are all part of CSS. You can't write just any word. You have to pick
the right words, and you have to look them up in CSS. And if you look up color, it tells you a whole load of colors. If you look up text-align center, text-align will tell you you can have center or right or left, and it will tell you how you can align it. When I'm done with the style, I close the style. And that is one of the few things that the browser gets very touchy about, is if you don't close the style and then you go back to HTML, it will give you bad results. So closing the style is super important. Okay. So there I have my style. And if I go to W3 Schools, or I'm going to actually go into and say CSS color. And there's W3 Schools. Okay? So there's W3 Schools telling me all the different colors. So here are different colors. I can have Alice Blue, Antique White, Aqua, Aquamarine, Azure, Beige, and on and on. Okay, somebody got paid good money for coming up with these words. Blanched Almond, whatever. Okay, and they not only give you the word, they give you the code. So if you wanted to, instead of using the word, you can use the code for that as the color. You can put in that code. Okay, so if you want a particular color, you can type in help for HTML or CSS color. And I chose W3 Schools, and there are green, yellow, lawn green. Okay? So somebody, as I said, actually got paid money to sit down and come up with the names for, I think it's something like 160 colors. Okay? So, now I want you to go back to the page you were working in, and let's add some color. Okay, and maybe do an alignment. Text align can be center, left, or right. But go in and try adding some color to your page. Light goldenrod yellow.
Lemon chiffon. You really wonder. So you now know the basics of developing a web page. When you go to a site, do a view source and look at the code that they generate. There's miles of it, but it's interesting.
For the brackets, or are we supposed to, like, it looks like there's a whole bunch of spaces.
Yeah, I think I put in spaces, but it's more for looks than anything else. You don't have to do it. In fact, lots of people will put this tag up here and this tag out on the side there. Okay. So it doesn't matter as long as they're enclosed in quotes. The whole thing could be written in one line.
Okay.
It's very forgiving that way. I do that because I think it makes it stand out. And to tell you the truth, I forget about curly braces. I frequently forget to close them, so putting them on a separate line makes them stand out to me and I remember them. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, as I said, some people put the close up here. Well, if you put the close of the curly bracket up there, I'm going to forget it. Because it's not going to stand out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you just help me implement this?
statement?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Or you could do a file open. And you're an explorer, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember what you click on to get it open. Background hyphen color.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Background hyphen color. So if you go here to CSS, it gives you a whole lot of things that you can do. If you want to change the background color, here's background color. And background color, you can change the background color. And they made it coral. And as I said, these curly braces can go anywhere. On this one, they've got body, curly brace, background color, coral, semicolon, closed curly brace. So they put the curly braces on the same line. I tend to forget curly braces, so I put them on separate lines so I remember them. Okay, so they're not part of something else. But that example has the background color that you would put on the body. You can have the background color, and you can make it a different background color. Okay, and the curly braces there, they put everything on one line, which is totally acceptable. So up here on the color, I can put background color. And then a colon. And then beige. So now I've made my background color beige. And I'm going to save this as third. And so now I can go and open it, file, open file, and I'm opening third, and now it's got a background color of beige. I strongly suggest that you bring a flash drive to class so that you can save your stuff on a flash drive. You can also save it out on your N drive. Your N drive is your student drive. So if you want to save one of these so you can take it home and you don't have a flash drive, you can save it on your N drive. Okay? Just file, save, and bring up the end drive, and you can save it on the end drive. There's the end drive, and it has your name on it, so you know it's your stuff. So there's my end drive that I can save on, and you're going to have one too.
So if you want to save anything, you can save it on the end drive. Someday when I've got time on my hands, I gotta clean out my end drive because I mean it's full. Okay, did everybody get some color?
No, mine's not very good. I don't know what I did.
Joe? Anybody got color? Yeah. They're basically closing everything in the closet.
Yeah, it's more.
Okay, we're doing closing of stuff that.
They opened the first time fine, and then. So the other thing is feel bad, and then I went.
And the very last one that you can look at is the headers.
Yes.
Oh, it should be hypertext?
So if you do it that way, the easiest way is just to do .html.
Okay.
File name, so.
But that is what I did after. Oh, look at me. I did really wrong. See, I did do that.
Okay, this one has headers. So if you look at the next one down, I put some headers in. Header 1, header 2, it goes down to header 6. Header 1 through header 6. And headers always leave a blank line after the header. So try putting a few headers into yours. And try making one of the headers have color. Okay?
So it's there.
And headers with CSS.
So right here.
And on this one, I put in headers, and I made the first one red and aligned to the center, and the next one blue and aligned to the right, and the next one green and back aligned to the center. So I made my headers have a different color and be aligned different ways. So try throwing a little of that into yours.
I already graduated, so
okay.
And then I just came back because I took CIS 121, and it was like one of my final electives, and I was like, I just came back for, I don't know what the hell I'm doing pretty much, but I like working with the computers, but
They're very good jobs.
Yeah, that's why, really. I had two little kids and a single mom, so. And biotech doesn't have the money. It's not where it's at, you know? Like, you have to have your PhD to do anything good with it.
No, know, so. I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe a master's, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking for more.
Yeah, but at least the bachelor's to even get in the field, you know, so.
Yeah.
I think I can do a lot more over here, hopefully, if I last over here. We'll see. I don't know.
It's fun.
I do like it. I think it's just going to take me a little. Of course, I'll work hard.
No, anything takes time to learn. I mean, I graduated from college in economics and got my first job as a programmer. And I walked in, and, you know, I just graduated from college. I thought I had a brain. I walked in, and they sent me out to a week and a half's course. And when I came back, they said, okay, stop programming. Never felt so stupid in my life. I had no idea what they were talking about. But I pulled my chair over next to my boss's desk, as did two other people that had been in that class. And the poor guy got nothing done for the next month or two as he helped us learn. Any questions? Has everybody got something with color? So background color is going to be a little bit the
So instead of paragraph, I can open a couple, right? So I could delete this right here, right? Sorry. This at P. So instead of doing the P there, I'm going to do H1, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Very good.
Okay, and we are done. I'm glad you're all enjoying it so much. Yep, you can change OL, put the change for on the OL.
Yeah, that's right.
And you put color red, so that should have taken. Oh, and you didn't finish this one. You have a close quote. Okay, so why don't we get the color there? All right, you got green, so why don't we let the other one?
This. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it just didn't, because the UL affects, so that's what it is. The UL and UL have LIs underneath them, so it made that change, but then immediately changed it back. So take that away. Because what it did is it said you wanted the LIs, so it made everything under the ULs.
Yeah, I just didn't know if I could change the actual color of the folders.
You can, there's ways of doing it, but we're not going to get into it. Yeah, we're not going to get into this class because we're spending 2 weeks on HTML. But, I mean, there's lots of ways. You can do a lot of these things.
Yeah.
But, So you've now done a web page.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you too, because so I went to talk to you about my